Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. The end of Hip Hop Saved My Life. Series 1. It's not an American thing, is it? Everyone's saying it. We just decided because we're being so shit at getting them out, people are expecting like one every 2 weeks, it's just not happening and people get frustrated. I don't even know if you're expecting one every 2 weeks at this stage. Anyway, the point is we're going to do series. So we start that next week and then we'll put them out in a block like once. Well, we haven't decided if we're going to do it once every week or once every 2 weeks, but we'll figure that out based on how it goes. But anyway, today's episode is with Sipa, aka Grinder from People Just Do Nothing. It's a great episode. He knows his stuff and he's funny. It's funny. So hope you'll enjoy it. Went to Gods of Rap. Let me know what you thought about that. Public Enemy were doing this thing called Public Enemy Radio. Which is essentially what Chuck D described as Public Enemy's auxiliary unit, is how he described it. I would describe it as Flavor Flav didn't sort his visa out. And Wu-Tang Clan were all there, minus Method Man. And it was great, and De La Soul were amazing. But on Twitter, I heard some people saying it was amazing and some people saying they're disappointed. So I'd like to get a referendum on that. Was Gods of Rap good for you? Let me know. All right. Sipa, People Just Do Nothing. End of series one. Enjoy.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. Rupert, this is like the last... Hello, Rupert, by the way.
Hey, man.
I've had a lot of caffeine this morning.
So have you? Let's see what happens.
This is the last
ever
Hip Hop Saved My Life.
Yeah.
Of season one. We've done season one over, what, two and a half to three years?
75 episodes.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
And have a little break.
And then come out
with season two.
Record
a big old backlog of stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So and no pressure here, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. No. And we could not be ending Hip Hop Saved My Life season one with a better guest.
The most hip hop guest.
Yeah. The most hip hop guest we've ever had.
Exactly.
It is.
He's looking really worried.
You and I from People Just Do Nothing. Sipa, how you doing, mate?
Hello, mate. How you doing? Yeah,
good,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing it, mate.
Yeah, sick.
You've just been working with Rupert, right?
I have.
How's that been?
Yeah, it's weird. I thought he was Asian. They were like, yeah, the guy that you were talking about.
Even when you were working with me
on that podcast, you listened to, I was like, the white guy. Yeah, I was like, because your nickname, I was like, yeah,
yeah. Rematch, yeah.
Yeah. But then I found out that a lot of people think that, didn't they?
Yeah, even when we do the live shows, people are still surprised.
Yeah. Just disappointed.
Although
I do think
your
we're starting
white devil features.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Fucking hell. This undercover fucking agent.
Another one trying to infiltrate culture.
So how have you been, man? All right.
Yeah, good, man. All good. Just been writing the People Just Do Nothing film.
Yeah. And, where is that in terms of, like, how far away are we from actually seeing it?
We're meant to be filming it in August, September time this year.
Yeah.
It's just like a mad deadline type of space in the script process at the moment, so we'll see, but it wouldn't be coming out till next year.
Are you allowed to say what it's about or not?
A group of boys that ran their own pirate radio station.
Do you not know
the story?
Fucking hell, man. Come on. Do a bit of research if we have a guest on, mate. What an arsehole.
Have you not heard of BAFTAs? That's no, I can't go into it because it's quite mental, to be fair.
Do you all work on that together or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we all have, like, me, the guy that plays Beats, Hugo, the guy that plays Buddy G, Asim, and
former guest,
the guy that plays Steve's, Steve. Oh yeah, yeah, actually, yeah, yeah. I heard that. It's good. We kind of do it all together, but then certain people take leads on certain parts. Like me and Steve will take it away, and then Steve takes it away and does his parts on it, and then I'll have a look at it, and it's kind of like a collaborative process.
Right. Yeah. And are you in your head? Have you made peace with the fact that this thing has become such a phenomenon? Because obviously, you just started off kind of fucking about, and then it's become like this.
No, I'm fuming it's not bigger, to be honest. It's selfish of people who are watching it. yeah, it's pretty mad. It's weird. I mean, it's still quite a culty thing, so it's still quite a comfortable level of sort of getting my head around it, I guess.
You're doing a movie.
I suppose that's head fucked time. Yeah, right? Yeah. I suppose whenever you never believe it until it's actually there, it's pretty mad, and very appreciative because I get to fuck around with my best mates and get paid for it, really. So,
yeah. That's how I felt. Like sometimes I have to pinch myself. I'm doing this with Rupert.
Yeah,
you know,
so lucky.
Yeah. Even though he's not, you hate him, but
he doesn't contribute anything.
And he's white.
Apart from those two major stumbling blocks.
No, but it's true, isn't it? Like all of us are lucky to do what we do. Most of my actual close friends are just, you know, have normal day jobs. Nothing wrong with that, but you know what I mean? It's like, not everyone can do what they love. So yeah, I'm super appreciative.
Yeah.
You know?
And have you seen Avengers?
I know No. But you know what?
It's the last ever one, is that right?
No. Yeah. Well, no. Yes, kind of.
I can't keep up.
I'm not really into that sort of stuff, yeah. But, and Asim was...
Is that because you're a grown up?
Yeah, because I have sex with women. I prefer that sort of shit.
You read books with words in them.
Fucking hell, man.
No, do you know what though? Wait, well, hold on, because Asim was messaging in the group. He was like, "Is anyone up for Avengers tonight at midnight on the day it was getting released?" And I was like, "What?" I was like, "What?" I respect his opinion. He's like, you know, he's into cool shit. So I was like, What are you not doing, man? Why do you want to go watch Avengers tonight? Why don't you just watch it? You know what I mean? And he was like, no, trust me, man. It's sick. And I was like, seeing it all over Instagram and that. So then I was like, fuck this. Like, you know, when you feel like you're missing out a little bit. So like, I just messaged Asim on his own. I was like, what's this? What is it? Meant to be quite sick, is it? I'm not really into like fucking Marvel shit and all that. Like, and he's like, no, but there's like a deep message to it. And you know, the effects are kind of sick. And I was like, do you have to watch it from the start? Like, so now I'm debating maybe watching before this and this one. But at my own leisure, I'm not.
Sure.
I mean? In bits. Like,
yeah. In 15-minute segments.
Yeah. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I don't have sex with women.
No, I can say. Yeah.
And all men.
Yeah, okay.
Just completely asexual.
But there's nothing wrong with that. If you did, there's nothing wrong with
that. Yeah,
if you're, because Rupert, no, this, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Married.
Yeah.
All right. They all are, aren't they?
Sure. Undercover.
Yeah.
I'm happy, though.
A lot of people thought you were Asian.
I'm happy.
And now they think you're straight.
Straight white guy. The worst.
Fuck you. You really are the devil. You're the worst type of white guy. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's fucking 3 hours.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's
it's
too much.
It's fucking insane.
Someone got the shit kicked out of him for revealing the
ending. Yeah, I saw that video, yeah.
Do you agree with that? Or
what, beating the shit out of someone for giving a spoiler?
Yeah.
Well, I do agree with that, actually. Okay, I think, you know, sometimes you've got to throw down.
Yeah,
you know, there's certain things you've got to make a stand.
I mean, I'll do that for much less.
Sure.
This is a hip hop podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You've got to throw down. Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's one of the five pillars.
Yeah, it's one of the five elements. Graffiti, beatboxing, and violence.
It's completely unprovoked violence.
Yeah.
But we walked out, because I went with my oldest son, because he's like really into it, and we walked out, and you can't help, I mean, I know that guy in that video is doing it a bit differently, but we couldn't help talking about it.
Yeah.
Is there's people coming in to watch the next thing.
Oh, fuck,
yeah. I mean, I had to say to him, look, mate, we've got to... You saw that video, right? Let's not...
Yeah.
Let's not get fucked up over this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
one thing I was going to say, it's funny you say that, that you're not super into it, but like you have to have a fucking degree in Marvel to understand the first hour and a half of that film. It's like mental.
Yeah, because as I was saying, it's all linked into I mean, obviously growing up I watched shit like that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but also but even if you casually the thing is though, even if you've casually watched them over the last few years,
then still no.
Like I literally forget the shit as soon as I just think, oh, that was good, and then I leave. I didn't realise I had to have, like, to study it. I didn't realise it's like that was the B-Tech in Marvel, so I could move on to the fucking PhD Endgame movie. Mad. It's like so dependent on you knowing
it. It's kind of weirdly linked into hip hop, all that, isn't it? Like Tony Stark's. You know what I mean? Like even MF Doom, like with his like cartoon character sort of shit.
Well, that and they seem to be. What's exciting? What became exciting for me is like when Black Panther came out.
Yeah.
The soundtrack being hip hop. Mm.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what film was fucking amazing was that animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I've got that. I've downloaded that.
Yeah.
Really?
That's so good.
It's the Lego movie guys, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
They're sick. See, that's what I did with the Lego movie. I was like, I don't know. Like, and then I watched that. It's just
I got depressed after the Lego movie.
What? Because of the?
Because it wasn't real.
It's just so funny.
Because it wasn't real.
It was
looking at your Lego set like, they didn't even move. Yeah. No, but I thought it was sick.
Yeah. It was amazing. Have you seen the second one?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It's good.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
No,
that's you're so fucking.
I don't love that type of shit. So making you watch the second one's insane, isn't it?
Have you seen the fifth one? Have you seen the fifth one?
The fifth one, nah, is it good?
No, I haven't. I'm talking shit.
No, do you know, I went for I watched them do a Q&A and I realised how much other stuff they've done and they're quite cool and funny guys and made me like it even more.
Yeah, so it made you hesitant to express your real opinion about the second one.
Yeah, exactly. They're quite cool, actually.
So you're moving in those circles now. Where you're going to might bump into the people.
I'm part of the third franchise, actually.
So what, is a big hip-hop soundtrack, that new Spider-Man?
Oh, but the Spider-Man
Post Malone's on there.
Yeah. Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Post Malone, Aminé's on there. It's good.
I bet you lot hate Post Malone, innit? You lot strictly into the... underground 90s hip hop. Anything that gets you chicks in a club, never.
Yeah, that's do you know what? It's so funny you say that, but that's basically what's happened. That
was I was like that. I grew up like that. And
How I grew up. You just sort of like if you see a girl singing along, you think, oh fuck, I don't like this anymore.
Any singing shit on it.
Eventually.
Why don't they put a hook on this tune, man? Why are they making it? Why are they making
346 bars?
I don't even want a beat.
Yeah.
Just want a fucking guy growling.
Oh, no, I want a beat. I want just the drums and a bit of bass. What the fuck's that guitar sound?
Why is there a horn on this? You fucking sellout motherfucker.
Right, you're a producer, son.
Oh, mate, it's so true.
Here's a little bit that you like to pull. How did you get into hip-hop?
Have you always been a hip-hop head then, have you?
Yeah, I kind of... like the first ever music, I mean, apart from obviously pop music on the radio and that, but I think at the age of 11, do you know what? Because MTV was always on, and like my parents weren't really into music, but it was more like TV. I was always bang on TV, so like watching MTV or whatever, I'd always see just like early 90s hip hop. And I probably saw it from a super young age because it was already in my head that I wanted to be like that. I wanted to blaze before I blazed. Like, it was weird. It was like it's super just installed in me. And then at the age of 11, I saw Snoop Dogg Doggy Style on tape in my sister's friend's room, and I just took it and just like listened to that.
You stole
it. Yeah. Okay, cool. I mean, it's part of the mold
so
installed
hip-hop.
In you. And
that's the sixth
pillar. Stealing, violence, and friendship. And ironically, loyalty is another one.
Still, loyalty, but
only your crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, fuck anyone else.
Yeah,
I mean.
Totally. Yeah.
From the depths of the sea, back to the black Snoop Doggy Dog, monkey at the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 trips ain't the years there for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nuts back, and motherfucker, I got 5 on the 20 track. It's like that, and that's
my... Yeah, so I was obsessed with that album. I think the artwork drew it. You remember the Doggy Style artwork? Yeah.
Cartoons again.
Yeah, so I was into cartoons as a child. Yeah, that's normal.
It was a weird decision by Snape to have that. His mate do what looked like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, and it was kind of sexualized.
His mate of his, yeah. Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, I think that's what turned me on as well.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, I just kind of found a dog sexy.
That's sort of pre-internet, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There must have been some people that were cracking one off.
I was to the doggy style. I was one of them.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what? Not directly, but it would make me feel.
It's kindling.
Yeah.
To start the fire.
Yeah,
and you move on to.
I think a year later I must have started.
Yeah, I get. Saying. That's when you're rubbing the two sticks together.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then you get the log. Yeah, right? Sure.
Because mine's massive. joking, it's tiny. I think from that I was just into that. I probably had you know, an E17 tape as well at the same time, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think at that time I probably thought E17 was quite street and cool.
Influenced.
I was like, they look sick in it. Like spliffy sort of type of waistcoat.
Vibes.
And all that shit. But it was Snoop, and then it was Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 99.
And then it was
Cypress Hill, Temples of Boom, and Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. They were the things that I started on.
For years.
And then it was Garage and Grime and Jungle. I didn't really listen to much hip-hop, but I only always knew about that. And then at the age of like 19, 20, I got into...
Got back into it deep.
Did you go back to learn?
It's only at like the age of 19, I got into like Big Pun and Big L and like Raekwon solo albums and Mobb Deep, all the Queensbridge stuff. That's what I got into
QB.
A little bit later.
It's my favourite borough.
Your favourite borough?
Yeah, I would say.
You're always there repping the pillars.
One of the pillars.
Bed-Stuy.
Yeah. Nice. I'm QB to the death of me, to be honest.
I've heard that about you.
That's one of the things
that Rupert said to me.
I did pre-warn you.
If you meet him, it's QB to the death of him.
It doesn't quite work when you're saying it about another person.
No. It's more like QB to the death of me, definitely. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what spurred them on in the end.
Yeah.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who want to profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to.
We got Mobb Deep, man. Good boys.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Prodigy, yeah.
Come on, you're trying to kill the other one off as well.
Mobb Deep doesn't exist.
You'd love it if Havoc was dead, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd love it.
Yeah,
you
fucking fuck. Cracker devil.
That's my agenda.
I'm so white, you're pink. I'm half Iraqi, by the way, so I'm not one of them.
Cypress Hill, do you follow them on Instagram?
Yeah. Do you know what? They follow Corrupt FM on Instagram.
Do they really?
Yeah, someone must have showed them. Like, I thought, do you know what I thought? I thought, oh, great, they think it's fucking Corrupt from LA.
Right, BBG.
Because a lot of people would tag us in shit. It was buff chicks with their asses. Oh, no, they think it's Corrupt. Right, okay. Someone's manager or something that knows about us, some guy we met out there, is like their TM or something.
Right.
And he showed them about us, and they're like, they think it's quite funny, and they follow us, man. It's mad, yeah. So I follow them off of Corrupt.
What are they saying on Instagram?
What are they saying?
Be careful, because they're my mates now.
Yeah, sure, I get it. They just got a star on Hollywood, whatever it's called.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cypress Hill.
As their individual solo artist.
They've won so well.
Who the fuck's that? Didn't name one from Cypress Hill? All right. Why is he called B-Real if his name's Lauren? It's just his street name.
No, Cypress Hill got a star.
Yeah. How many groups have got a star? Like other hip hop groups?
Don't know. But apparently they're the first Latino hip hop group.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sick, man.
But that's the only other thing I've seen that's a variation of like, this just generally, it's just them smoking.
Yeah.
Or somebody. Or they just seem to just get videos from random people who are like, have got like gas masks on that just pump pure sativa into
them. Have they not got anxiety yet?
I don't understand how they're not completely fucked
up. Listen, and I'll never blame the weed, but it's the abuse. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like I started smoking weed when I was 14.
Yeah.
And that was just my life for 15 years.
Yeah, that's the seventh pillar.
That is the seventh pillar blazing, of course. But then after abusing it, now, like, if I smoke it, my heart's pounding, I'm an anxious man. I'm like, how have they done that for 30, 40 years?
Is it because that's all you know? They've never had a break from it?
But I never had a break from it, and it just suddenly.
Maybe
it's my white side kicking in.
Yeah.
The pathetic side of
it. The weak, anxious side.
So my mum gave me from Czech Republic, you bastard. Drinking's fine, but weed.
You do get to a point though where you start to think, I've got to stop smoking, like it's fucking me up.
Yeah. Mm. I'm glad I got, basically one day I just got a mad anxiety.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what a panic attack was at the time. I was like, I'm having a heart attack. And then ever since then, it was just in my head. And I'm glad because I did fuck all, like I didn't start, like the people just didn't have any shit to, or the, you know, thinking of some. I'd do music and rap and stuff, but I mean, like I didn't do enough of that either. But there's no focus till I was like 26, 27. Right, you know what I mean? I'm 33 now. I'm like, and you got all these kids like bang on it from 18, 19 these days. You know what I mean? But
be real, when he's been like when he's in an interview or something.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he sound like a fucking, like, adult fuck up?
No, that's what I mean.
He's like eloquent and shit.
Yeah, but also that, I think it's because in America, everyone starts at a mad level of confidence, so the weed probably brings them to a nice. Yeah. Here.
So actually, if he hadn't smoked on that weed, he'd be like a real hyper.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah.
Yeah.
On stage and me jumping around that, like, screaming with a massive.
He'd have that nasal twine all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and because they tell you you're the best out there constantly, whereas here it's
nothing.
It's like,
you're
great.
I know.
Weirdo.
If somebody says, I think what I did was good.
Yeah.
You forever say to people that, oh, he's such a cunt.
Yeah. I mocked you down in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, so, oh my, I thought it was fucking, I thought
it was
safe.
I thought it was all right. Yeah, but actually he's proud of some stuff he did.
Fucking awesome.
But I think we're at a crossover period now, isn't it? Or us, certainly with my life anyway, with like the music scene and like the sort of the urban music scene, it's more accepted to be like, yeah, greatness, you know, I'm doing this. But then in like a sort of acting or comedy, if someone does it, you know,
I'm incredible.
Frick.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, hip-hop, well, music is a lot about, especially, like, when you're rapping, a lot of people are sort of talking about how great they are. That's what you're supposed to do,
of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So then sort of, if somebody says, I think that album that I did was one of the greatest albums, you sort of forgive them a bit more than if I said, if you came in here and went, people just do nothing is, like, the fucking best thing ever, and I'm just... We go, oh, cool, no, you're right. And then afterwards, we go, are we going to even put this out?
Yeah,
he's
a
cunt. What a fucking arsehole.
That's mad, though, isn't it? It's true, it's true. And I play someone, it should be the same, because in the show I play someone that thinks he's great and stuff like that. So it's kind of like the rap shit. I should be able to say, nothing is the greatest.
Character.
So should we give me a blight?
Do it.
This
is honest coming from the heart. It is, everything else is shit and this is the greatest show that's ever been made. But
are you talking about the podcast?
People this isn't just do nothing, and this is okay.
Yeah, sure.
And we're coming from me, who's won a BAFTA, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah, then I get what
you're saying. That's held in high regard.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So,
if
it's coming from
a shit, I knew you'd mention the BAFTA.
I'd like to. Why don't you talk about how good this podcast is?
What?
You should talk about how good this podcast is.
I think
it's just a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
We won an award.
Did you?
Yeah, we did win an award. Where the fuck is that award, bro?
Oh, shit, I should have brought it.
A podcast award?
Yeah.
At the. We
won best Southeast of the UK hip hop centered podcast with interracial hosts.
That's sick.
It's quite specific, but I still think it counts.
It does count.
Thank you.
I mean, if you haven't achieved much else, that's look at that.
Thank you.
That's
1 year BAFTA will do a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you listen to hip-hop now?
Yeah, definitely.
What sort of stuff are you listening to?
To be honest, I listen to a lot of UK stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
I guess, like, having that, the period, like, growing up, I was into, like I said, into a lot of, like, jungle, garage and
so grime. How did that happen that you went from hip-hop to jungle and garage? Is it just, like, that's what your mates were listening to and you sort of followed suit? Or?
Yeah, it was kind of, jungle just, because I was into hip-hop, because when I was into hip-hop, I was into, like, the super, like, underground and you know, like, dark side hip-hop, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, and those sort of, I guess, frequencies and sounds I heard in, like, the sort of jungle scene,
right,
in a
right,
sense,
right.
You know what I mean? So it sort of resonated with me in that sense. And then, obviously, drugs, raving, it all kind of matched a lot more with that, do yeah. you know what I mean? But, like, super early on, I was, like at 11, I was going into the playground after listening to Snoop, emulating all the lyrics and braiding my hair and shit like a lunatic. And yeah. everyone else was just like, what? Do you know what I mean? No one knew what I was talking about.
That is a slight problem of being a hip-hop fan in the UK back
yeah.
then.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you would dress...
Yeah.
what you thought was cool.
Yeah.
But nobody else at your school listened to hip-hop. So you just look like a fucking
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not... Yeah, like, you want to like be in fucking... In New York in the 90s.
Yeah, like, smoking a blunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
So, Rom, this might work in QB.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is Southgate, Crawley. Yeah. And you look like a fucking arsehole.
I generally did that. I bought a Philly blunt and a...
Amazing.
40. My mate went to New York. I got to bring one back. I never touched
mate,
them. I just
all,
had them, like,
dude,
in my room.
We all had a friend that went to America and you asked him to get your 40 ounce.
100. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'd have to explain it. It's like the, how do I say, like the big beers. Looks like you know, like the 2 litre squash bottle with beers in it. I think it's beer. It might be it's cider. Like I'm not sure. Yeah. Like, I've just seen it in Menace to Society.
You want to pour a little bit out for people who aren't around.
Yeah. My nan.
Yeah. I think I've got about another 15 of pour a little out left in that bowl. I'm not going to drink it.
No, it tastes like shit. but yeah, like I still love all the classic hip hop that I was into, but because I was more into this sort of UK scene and stuff, I always just listened to UK hip hop as well, but kind of more the sort of more roadie, sort of like Skinny Man and Kalash and that. And then, like, now I listen to it. Like, I used to be super against, like, trap and stuff. You know what I mean? I used to be like, I just wanted to be super lyrical, but now I can appreciate everything. Like, I listen to M. Honcho now.
Yeah, yeah.
My family's mind couldn't hold me down. Some days it's Gucci just sourcing me down. Some days I don't know what to smile at the phone. Some days I run into a flock of some clowns. A flock of some sheep, your weed is deceased. I need me like free, trap and repeat, She's a freak in the sheets. There's a kilo right under the bed, Maybe I got all these people to feed, I got some brothers that need to be freed. I twist some haze in the sheet. I'm smoking in line with the busiest streets, She said she's loving my style, it's immaculate, I told her I don't do love. I got a call from the trap again,
It was weirdly, it was actually Asim that sort of changed my mind when we had him on it. Because I was the same, even up to, like, I would say...
No, I know, that's why I'm sort of stuttering as I'm telling you. M100, sorry.
No, but I was like, you sort of listen to all of that and you think, fucking, this is all shit. But it's not shit, it's just like, it's just different.
What you're doing, you're comparing it to me. Like, it doesn't need to be the same thing.
It's like,
I love The American Office, but you don't say, it's not this. There's two different things, you know what I mean?
And like, Asim's like... Because he's had the same, I think he had the same music taste as you and all of us, sorry, including the devil. But like...
It's white devil.
Sorry. Cracker white devil.
Where
like, you know, you listen to that really underground stuff and then you don't want to see anything that sort of deviates from
it. No, exactly.
And then you sort of actually realise that, you know, there's a time and place for all of this.
And to be honest, the shit I listened to was always the sort of more... you know, like Wu-Tang or Mobb Deep. It, like I wasn't super into like J5 and like the more bubbly side of it. So it was all super depressing for me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like I used to smoke loads of weed and just listen to that.
Yeah. It's a good way to sort of build a path up to killing yourself.
Yeah, kind of, man. Like, I was like, yeah, fuck everything. You know what I mean? And then like, it does have an influence on you, you know? And like, and if you listen to these things as their own thing, like, and then you start realising actually they're fucking sick. Like M. Honcho's an amazing artist, you know what I mean? Yeah. I get it. Or A Boogie with a Hoodie, like, you know, like stuff like that, like more melodic stuff that I would never listen to before. I hated Drake even 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, until sitting in the van with the boys with Asim and that, he keeps playing it. And I'm like, why? Like, again, like the cartoon thing, like, why are you into this? You know, not getting it. And then understanding it and be like, actually, no, this is amazing. Do you know what I mean? So, but, and
you go to his live shows?
Nah, I don't really love hip hop gigs. I don't like gigs in general because it's just standing there watching something, unless it's going to be amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Like the People Just Do Nothing live show.
Yeah, then that's different.
Yeah,
that's,
of course. Sure, definitely sure, I get that.
That's more of a party.
That's a great gig. Yeah.
Sure. You see the BAFTA sitting on the side.
You wouldn't be saying you don't like to do what you're delivering, would you?
No, of course not. Listen, I said hip hop.
Yeah, sure.
But it's true, like, because obviously I'm joking about that, but what I'm saying is, I'd rather go to a grime or a rave. I'd rather go to a rave sooner than a gig.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Because you don't have to just stare one way. And
it's a bit more immersive, isn't it? You actually have an experience rather than standing there.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've done loads. I'm saying because I've been to loads of hip-hop gigs. Yeah. And there's a few standout gigs. I mean, like, not necessarily hip-hop, but I went to see The Streets last year and that was like one of the best gigs I've been to.
Yeah.
So when someone gives it their all and you feel like you can't take your eyes off the stage, it's mental.
But the thing is, it's like, you go, sometimes you sort of go to a hip-hop gig and like hip-hop, we've talked about this a lot, but arguably the most guilty for not giving a shit about the live version of the music.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
So you stand there and you think, this person doesn't look like they really want to be it. Yeah. Or they do, or they're faking it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just stood here listening to worse versions of this song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I can't really
these
hear
songs
it properly.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You sort of think, I don't get, did I want to just be in the same room as this person? No, yeah, not really, because I'm not 12. Do you know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
I don't understand what's going on.
And the type of hip-hop I was into is like, you know, like darker, like, it's like headphone music.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not going to go
to a gig to watch that, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if a DJ drops Shook Ones and I can hear it perfectly, it's sick, I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe if, I mean, obviously I'd love to see them live, that's different, but you know what I mean?
Like, I know what you mean. And also it's slightly depressing to see the other people that listen to
the
same music.
That's what I mean, It's just,
you know what I mean?
Loads of like white devils.
Just sort of think,
because it ain't what you got into it for.
It's like a fucking, you know, it's like a Jacob's Factory with so many crackers in it, huh? This is insane.
But you know, like, especially being from here, you get into hip hop because you're kind of romanticising what that whole world's about, do you know what I mean? And you imagine it, you know what I mean? And then now, if you go to hip hop, you ain't really like that. And it's just loads of white guys and fucking DC trainers and massive baggy jeans.
Especially if you go to gigs, like I went to that Big Daddy Kane thing a couple of
That would have been super depressing.
Yeah, right? Really old.
Yeah, on stage,
so they, on top of not giving a fuck originally, they don't give even less of a fuck.
No, exactly.
And the audience are all just glad to be sitting down.
Yeah.
It's a long night.
Yeah.
But do you know Action Bronson's sick live?
Oh, yeah.
He's sick because he does mad shit. Like the first time I saw him was in, I think it was Kentish Town, somewhere in North London, but He done like mad stuff and like randomly played an 80s tune. You know what I mean? Just weird shit that's kind of like throws you off in a good way. Then suddenly disappears and he's fucking in the crowd behind you buying drinks for the whole bar. You know what I mean? And then goes back on. Just weird shit like that is cool because it just switches it up a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you sort of go, that's an experience.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
a thing.
Because I can listen to your music word for word on my headphone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give me an experience.
And it'd be much better. Whereas you're not going to get that on an Action Bronson record.
No, exactly.
Mean?
Yeah.
And also the thing is, I think for us, it's sort of like a bit weird because like comedy is so much better live than watching it on
television.
Like, and so you sort of go, why the fuck? So you expect that from music, but actually I remember you're right, when you look at it objectively you sort of go, I don't know why I'm here. I'm not enjoying this. I'm doing this so that tomorrow I can tell people I went to this gig. That's literally the main reason why I'm here. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, like I'm massively super into Rock Marciano as well.
Oh yeah.
I think he's like the sickest new rapper.
I've name checked him.
Yeah. Did you like Rock?
Yeah.
He's hard, man. Like his patterns, his flows. everything. Like,
what's that?
I introduced him to you.
No, okay. First of all, you didn't introduce him.
What?
To
you, let a white guy.
Yeah, listen. I'm getting fed up with you taking credit for all this shit. Yeah.
No, because I introduced you into it.
Yeah. It's a full triangle. Yeah.
Don't worry, bro.
Okay. Thank God. At least I know the source is pure.
I think I'm taking these punches very well.
But yeah, he's sick, and his ad libs are amazing as well. Have you noticed his ad libs?
No.
Next time you listen to rock, just listen to his ad libs. They're amazing. But my girl got me a ticket for my birthday. And if she didn't, I'd probably beat her. No, I mean. not in a hip hop way.
In a hip hop way,
which is lyrically, yeah.
Eighth pillar.
Yeah. It's the eighth.
Domestic violence. DV, they call it.
So like, she bought me a ticket for my birthday to
that's
open
very
up.
Very lovely of her.
It's nice, isn't it? A ticket. And then
to fuck off out for the night.
It's a ticket to Bournemouth. Oh, right. Thought you'd like to check it out. Well, just for one. We'll go then. it's a ticket to Action Bronson gig. I was like, and it was on Valentine's Day today. I was like, oh, cool. You really want to, like, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Like, okay, present, but, you know.
And then, is that how you reacted when you...
I was like, in my mind, okay. I was like, yeah, no, that's because I've been already before and shit.
Yeah.
And then I turned it around and it was in Brooklyn. I was like, is that brilliant present?
That's a great
present. You're taking me to New York? You should have said that.
Yeah.
You're taking me away to New York.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? You know how you should deliver that?
Yeah.
You should say, we're going to New York.
Yeah.
And by the way, while we're there, we're going to see Action Bronson.
Yeah. Perfect. Nice little add-on.
Because you really do roll the dice on you coming across super ungrateful.
We'll edit that bit.
You think I go, I've already been to his gig before.
We'll edit out the New York bit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great to go to that again.
Yeah. My manager could have got me on the list. No, that's kind of how I meant it. I meant as in more like, oh, poor her, she's paid for it. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
I get what you're saying. She's paid for this thing that I hate.
Yeah.
No,
I love it.
She's gone to trouble. She's gone to the trouble of getting something that I think's dog shit. Poor naive cow. No,
stupid, poor fucker. No, I'm joking. I love you. do you know what? No, because obviously I was super gassed, and then when we was out there, it was... Rock was playing that night as well.
Really?
A mad, massive story and pointless ending. But
no, it's
quite cool, isn't it? But that's what I was going to say. So that wasn't, you know, Rock's a super smooth, chill guy. Like, he is super headphones type.
You know what I mean?
But because he's such a enigma and he's not everywhere, I did have that feeling of, I'm in the same room as him, seeing him. You know, like the feeling back in the day when you'd finally see someone live.
But also, that's the other thing is that very few people I know him. So, like, where it feels like... He feels like the underground hip-hop fan's rapper of choice, doesn't
he? Yeah, I knew everybody... I mean, everyone in that room would look like a... underground hip-hop fan, you know what I mean?
There are no devils in there, I bet.
Pure devils.
Oh, was it pure devils?
Because it was an action gig, innit?
Oh, okay.
And most of the devils didn't know Rock's bars, which
of
course I was fuming about, because I was coming from a completely
spending
pure
whole,
angle.
I
was second man, the Arab man, you know?
Spending the whole night.
You're one of the original.
Yeah, I was one of the original, and I respect that I'm not the original.
Yeah, sure.
But I'll do my math.
And you recognise the dirtiness in your own blood as well.
Of course I recognise the fact there's a little bit of impurity there, and I apologise every day.
Yeah,
and but I'll do the maths. Yeah, I'll look at the sun and the stars and do the science.
Sure. Like, got you.
And ask everyone constantly what's today's mathematics. And they're like, what? I'm like, exactly. You're a devil. See you later. Yeah, and then get my notepad out, mark them down, keep walking, and then tweet Raekwon. Here's my devil chart for this week, bro. He hasn't got back to me.
Never reply. Just keeping you updated.
Yeah.
Just keeping you updated.
Don't need to reply, do you?
Yeah. And what was Rock like live?
Yeah, he was sick. He was good, man. I mean, he's just like, like good delivery and cadence and that.
Yeah.
So we could ask for really from Rock, you know what I mean? He's not doing backflips on stage and shit.
Yeah.
But
did
it was
you,
sick
did
to
you finally sort of swallow your pride and thank your girlfriend for like a pretty...
Oh, I did. I looked over and nodded at her.
Yeah, that's nice.
And she knew exactly what that meant. Yeah.
For her, that's like...
I don't usually talk to her. So that's... Yeah, unless I'm...
And did you look directly at her?
sort of at her forehead, so yeah. She knew I was looking in the right direction.
Yeah, she feels
because,
like...
of course, I had my shades on.
Yeah, of course.
You went like that.
Yeah. I lowered them down to the tip of my nose.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'll meet back at the hotel. And then we met back at the hotel.
Oh, that's nice.
Again, I'm sorry and I love you. I'm joking. Yeah.
Did Action Bronson stage dive, or is he too big for that?
Yeah, no, he didn't, you know.
How do you mean too big?
As in...
I've seen him stage dive.
He's a big guy.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Do you think people like?
What do you mean about him?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, what are you getting at?
I know him as well.
Okay.
Is it like a big guy, like a big superstar?
Well, like a bodybuilder. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like muscly.
Big
superstar.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
So just to clarify, the question you were asking, Sapa, there was. Is Action Bronson now too much of a muscly superstar to stage dive? I want to clarify.
Is that your question? Because of course he's not. He could if he wanted to. But no, he didn't. No.
Yeah. What's your fucking problem with Action Bronson?
You should like him because you're white, you freak.
That's my problem.
He's one of your lot, isn't he?
Hate white rappers.
He's one of the diluters. Again, sorry, actually, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, but stop damaging the structural integrity of the culture.
Yeah, and put the fucking weights down. You have to be such a massive body.
Yeah, stop eating so much.
What do you mean?
What
do you mean?
It's not a
break. No, because he does that cooking show.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Talking of which, your cooking show, Taste Cadets, banging playlist.
Yeah, thank you.
On Spotify, follow lots of good 90s hip-hop.
It's not a cooking show,
it's an eating show.
Yeah,
well, someone's cooking.
But yeah, man, Taste Cadets, follow that on Instagram. It's me and my mates traveling the world eating food, and there's a sick playlist for it as well. So where have you been? We've been Japan, Vietnam, Madrid. I can't think. Quite a few.
What's Vietnam best food?
Vietnam, I love Vietnam. Really? Yeah, sick. Best place as well.
What's Vietnamese food?
It's like a lot of. If you had a pho, you probably call it pho because you've been infiltrated by the white devils. Mm.
That's what Rupert told me. That's how Rupert told me to pronounce it.
Banh mi. Yeah, banh mi is like one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
It's like a baguette, basically.
Because, of course, the.
It's a French
cut. That's what I was going to say.
You've been watching that street food show on Netflix. Suddenly I know.
Where does pho come from then? The bouillon that the French bought as well. Yeah. He'd know because he's probably related to the fucking colonizers. You fucking prick, it's my thing. So of course the French came and with the baguettes. What's the baguettes made of then out in Vietnam?
Don't know.
Yeah, half normal flour, half rice flour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what does that do for the texture?
It makes it so light and fluffy.
You can
Shush!
You didn't fucking know what was in it.
Not again.
And then he's talking about your commenting on it.
Fucking twist it again. Yeah, it just makes it light, and then you can soak it in your soup if you like.
Right. And are you like timid about trying new foods, or do we try everything?
I'm not the type of person that's like, I really want to try this because it's weird and different. I don't need to try. I mean, I'll try it, but I'm not like obsessed with wanting to try, like pig's cock or tripe. You know what I mean? I just want to try good food made by people that give a shit about their food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a sort of organic way. I mean, just make it taste
nice. What's the most hip hop meal you've had?
Oh God, probably like
pizza.
That question was like something in a dreadful compare. Right?
Yeah. So what's the most hip hop meal you've ever had? nice comedy.
So what is the most hip hop meal you've ever had?
So probably.
You're allowed
probably,
to ask the question.
You know, Rascals. You know, like the fried chicken place.
Because
probably I've heard that in as part of hip hop culture or on a tune or something. I had that.
Ethiopia.
Yeah.
I went to Ethiopia.
Did you? Yeah.
The food there, honestly, mate.
Did you go travelling or work?
It was for a doc. I did this documentary there, but
oh yeah, yeah.
The food Don't
You're that guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just realised.
The food is unbelievable.
Oh, bruv, Ethiopian food bangs, man. Did you have the bread with the little...
Yeah, hot, oh, my God.
Yeah, banging, man. Yeah, so good.
That's what they use instead of cutlery, isn't it?
Pardon?
There isn't cutlery.
Stop trying to chip in.
It's not instead of cutlery. You're using cutlery instead of bread.
Yeah, exactly.
When you try and flip it.
You racist.
Think about it from that point of view.
I can't believe he hates Ethiopia.
The default setting is not cutlery, motherfucker.
Nazi.
I'm just gonna go.
He's really sweetly chipping in. Fuck off. Not again. That's what years of you not poking us in a cage for years and then.
Instead of cutlery.
Happens. Yeah, instead of cutlery.
Maybe you brought in cutlery.
Yeah, and ruined it all and made it all taste metallic.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah? But sorry, Ramesh, anyway, it's instead of cutlery, essentially.
Yeah, of course, I know what you're saying. Yeah. They use bread instead of cutlery. I get what you're saying.
He's banging now. I've never been to Ethiopia, but I love Ethiopia.
There's a good place in Tufnell Park.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. In North.
So Ethiopia food, that's my recommendation.
Yeah, that's sick, man.
And I love it.
Mine's Vietnamese. And have you got one? Probably it's like beans on toast or something.
Yeah, it's weirdly. It's more like those pasties.
Yeah, yeah.
With baked beans in, have you had those?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. From Greg's?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mate Kieran loves them, man. It's disgusting.
What are they?
They're just pasties with baked beans.
With like baked beans? Baked beans is it just baked beans in?
You can have just a baked bean one, I think.
Yeah?
Fucking hell.
Fucking mad, yeah. Mm. Pretty sick podcast. Yeah. Sweet podcast.
Yeah, this is good. We're almost out of time here, but I just want to give that warning. So
yeah, actually, let me talk about the other things I'm listening to.
Go
now.
On.
Cass is dead as well. Yeah. He's like my...
Is he your number one?
Number one in the UK.
Has he got an album coming out? Do we know?
You'd have to ask him, but I think so.
When somebody's into something, doesn't mean they know their schedule of releases.
Well, I do. Me and him talk all the time.
Yeah, they've got their friends, aren't they?
Oh, my God, is this turned on me now?
Yeah. And JK as well. Have you listened to JK?
No, not much.
He's sick. You should listen to him.
Yeah.
Hardly any singing shit on there, so you like it.
That's good.
And Yassine Rose as well, he's super hard. But I guess none of them are just hip-hop, you know what I mean? It's like the sort of new age of it all, but, you know, fucking sick, basically.
I recommended on the last podcast Cannibal Hulk, Ill Bill and Stu Bangers, and some guy tweeted me to tell me how horrible he hated it.
I used to listen to Ill Bill and Non-Fiction.
Non-Fiction.
Sort of grew out of that phase, though.
Yeah. What are you getting at? What do you mean?
It's more of an Avengers-y sort of vibe.
Go to one of their gigs and see who's there.
Loads of cartoons on the album cover.
But the other thing I do want to recommend is two albums. Mm. First of all, Lil Khan has got a new album out.
I'm listening to that at the moment, man.
That's fucking great, super sick.
And he likes food as well.
He does like food. I've been chatting to him recently about that.
Not Waving But Drowning.
Not Waving But Drowning, yeah.
Great album.
It all started when you were year above, before I had a favourite love, before back when I adored but now I'm fearing love, before every other fell up I was hearing love, back when the day would fade to grey when you were clearing love, cause now I only made love if I'm in love. You wasn't in love, then what'd you think, love? Thinking I'ma hold you on the brink until we sing. Fade like a bubble, rather have another drink, love. I'll drink up and disappear.
And then the other one is Choosy in Exile. I've done an album called Black Beans.
Is that from the same guys from Blue and Exile?
Yes, yeah, oh, okay, Exile, yeah. So same producer, and then but with this guy Choosy, and that album's amazing.
Yeah,
so.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Papa took the hollow suitor. My pop was a writer, my mama never knew it. Your little hustle talk, you probably on through it. My mama was a gospel music connoisseur. Pops played the oldies, so it's only right I do this. Simply, I'm a product of uncommon reproducing. Blacks and Mexicanos wasn't really on no cool shit. It's probably why I see your obstacles and don't get moved a bit.
Rupert, you got any recommendations for us?
This guy.
Oh, God, we're gone.
Kevin Abstract.
What the fuck?
It's a tune called Georgia. Check it out.
Georgia, yeah. God. Some sort of country song, probably. Yeah, that checks out.
Houston, Texas. My teacher said, wipe us. I get my ass whipped, I learn my lesson. I often question, I often wonder. If I taught this class, I like the nigga to sit in the back. How bad would it make me suffer? Smoking fuck, we high as hell. We don't love each other, we let the night derail. Only time will tell.
I'm under your spell. I lay on your chest, you wonder what's next. I love when you breathe and maybe reflect.
I love Ocean Wisdom as well. Oh, yeah, him on here. He's sick.
Oh, I was listening to, this is really embarrassing, not really embarrassing, because otherwise I wouldn't say it, would I? Fucking
shit. Oh, Octavian.
Oh, yeah, Octavian.
Hard, yeah.
Slow Tie's on tour now.
Oh, yeah, and Slow Tie, fucking hell, yeah.
So I was listening to, on my way here, not very hip-hop, 90s R&B selection.
Okay, yeah.
And it had...
But that is the choice of R&B for a hip-hop smith like
yes,
yourself.
Yes, yeah, thank you, yeah. And it had Next, Too Close, right? Do you remember that song?
Girl, you're dancing real close.
Yeah, of course. That's the type of shit we'd be playing at one of our West Coast barbecues.
We're having a cookout.
Back in the day.
Drop that, we're having a cookout, man. But the beginning of that song, there's so Another Level covered it, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But the I haven't listened to it for years, that song. At the beginning of it, there's like a little riff before the song starts. Mm. And during that riff, the whole song's about dancing really close with a girl. Mm. During that riff, he goes, I wonder if she can tell I'm hard right now. I just thought, that's a mad thing to say right at the beginning of that song.
Yeah,
man.
Fucking hell. It was a different era back then.
No, you get away with shit.
If that's all they were doing in hip hop, then we're still, compared to the white world, we're all good. Yeah, but that's insane, though, isn't it? Fucking hell.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
All right, well, listen, Sipa, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
Apart from the People Just Do Nothing movies, is there anything else you want to... Oh, Taste Cadets.
Yeah, man.
Is there anything else you want to give a
plug? Yeah, go follow Taste Cadets on Instagram. We film it all and all the stories are saved. It's us fucking about. And then... Yeah, we're just writing a few things at the moment. I was working on something with Tom Davis and a couple of the other boys.
Yeah.
But that's just like a little taste of
that's under wraps for now.
Yeah, just a few things under wraps, really.
Yeah.
But just know that I'm still very, very, very successful.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah, we definitely got that.
Are you doing a podcast as well?
Am I?
Yeah.
It's pretty...
It's
pretty awkward. I mean, yeah, I've said to him...
Wait. Oh, fuck, yeah.
Oh, he's right.
He is right. So, I thought you meant just me doing a podcast. Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah.
What's your podcast?
Sorry, there's a bit of People Just Do Nothing podcast coming out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. We're just finishing editing it now. That'll be coming out in the next couple of months. That's, nice. I like that, yeah. No, do you know what? Yeah, People Just Do Nothing podcast, it's going to be, obviously, all the boys in character. Basically, if anyone's seen the last series, the boys sort of split up and Grindr moves away, basically, because of gentrification. And he quits music. So now he's decided that the world misses his voice, so he's going to use it to do a podcast, basically, which Jabody G is putting together. And it's just... We picked six topics which they just talk about basically. And it's just us chatting shit, really. Yeah.
Six pillars.
And that is the sixth pillar podcast.
All right, we'll check out the podcast that'll be coming out soon, Taste Cadets, and then obviously the movie will be coming out. And then this Under Wraps project with Tom.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few other Under Wraps projects.
Yeah, right? Sure.
I can't be talking about them. Big time.
Just for the record, I have told you. About everything I'm doing. So there's nothing, I've got nothing under wraps. If
everything?
Anything, everything.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay. And so everything's out in the open with.
Well, it's because there's nothing going on really now. I've sort of shot my bolt a little bit. So I'm sort of on the...
You're relaxing now.
I'm on the slide now.
You're relaxing.
I'm about in that time of my career where I start to make questionable choices.
Have you heard
Rom's doing Panto in Woking?
Yeah. Rom's doing a thrush cream advert. He's not even a woman. Yeah, I know, it's mad.
For free.
Yeah, just for the exposure.
Yeah, because his wife's got a bit of a thing. And
obsessed with thrush cream. Sorry, Rom, it's his wife again. I love you.
But seriously, get that checked out, mate. All right, wicked. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Do you want to plug anything,
Rom? No, just say we'll be back soon.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. We're going to take a little bit of a...
Just relax.
Yeah, don't worry. This is like a little...
End of season one.
Yeah, and if it takes too long, we'll do a little check-in, but it's all good. Don't worry about it.
You probably need a break after how intense this one was.
75. Oh,
screaming white devil the whole time.
Best guest ever?
Yeah. Best guest ever, definitely.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
All right, cool. Goodbye.
Nice one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.